changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
What I want to talk about is something that is actually a very key part of who I am and what I'm working to become. And I say that because you see what you see right now, I'm sitting in front of a green screen, and I do this so I can do interviews and things like that. I know it looks a little highly produced for the mornings, but it's so easy to be able to come in here and switch on a light, switch on a computer, and I'm ready to go. But what you don't see is all the lights around me, the lights over my head, the et cetera, the lights hitting the background to try and fill any holes created by shadows created by my body. And I bring all that up to say that hanging from one of the poles that suspends the lights in front of me is this. I think I picked it up at a truck stop. And let's see if I can get it on screen, and then I'll read it to you. If your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. Let me say that again. If your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. So many people move through life and either don't have big dreams or don't really pursue them. And I was thinking of this more in the context of little dreams. And I'm going to share that with you and explain to you what I mean. Once again, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. There are several things I have that, I'll be honest with you, I'm scared to do. And some of them are quite small. And I call these hairy scaries. A hairy scary is something that typically, to be honest with you, I'm afraid I'm going to be rejected if I reach out there and do it. And yet what I'm learning is that the more you get rejected, the more you go, nah, doesn't matter. I was in sales for many years. I sold radio advertising, yellow page advertising, cell phones, insurance. Anyway, and during that time, there were many times when I saw a potential client, et cetera, and saw that there was an opportunity there, but I would be so scared to go and talk to them. What sales taught me, though, over time was that it really does not matter. The individual person as a person matters extremely when you're talking to them. But as soon as you're done talking to them, there's somebody else. And if this person rejects you or cuts your advertising or what else, it's numbers. You just keep moving forward. I knew for a fact radio advertising worked, yellow page advertising worked. You just keep moving forward. So one of the great things about sales is you constantly are facing things that scare you. And even when they go poorly, and I've had some things go, in my mind, really poorly. I remember one time I went out to this event and I interviewed a bunch of people for a commercial using a handheld recorder, came back, cut the commercial together, and I thought it was just awesome, you know, going to win an Addy Award, put it on the air without letting the client hear it. And not only did the client hate it, there were some things I didn't understand about the client's business, and the way I had cut it made it sound worse. And they were waiting for me in my general manager's office. So even when things go wrong, you're like, well, so what? That went wrong. But most things go well. All of this to say that we all have little things that we just are kind of concerned, afraid, don't know how it's going to go. And until we face it, it scares us. Now, this is a really interesting way I think of looking at it for myself. And that is, for example, about 18 months ago, I reached out to a business about doing some collaborative work. They would hire me. I would take benefit from what it is they have to offer, et cetera, kind of a trade situation. And you do this from time to time. But for several reasons, I built this up in my mind to where this like had to happen. And as a result of had to happen, I became immobilized and came up with excuse after excuse after excuse as to why not to even approach this. This became what I called a hairy scary. A hairy scary is something that scares me out of all proportion. But if I would just approach it and do it, I would be okay. Now, the interesting thing is, let's say I'd have the inclination to do it, and it takes me 6 months. I'm picking a round number, 6 months to do it. For 6 months, I feel that irritation, that pain, that uncomfortableness about having a hairy scary, about something that is upsetting to me inside of me. I'll think about it every single day, but then my mind, well, I'm too busy because I have this and I need to focus on that, et cetera, and I'll get around to it next Tuesday, and Tuesday never comes, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But every day I think about it and every day I consider doing it, I feel a little irritation inside. I feel fear, right? Now, let's say the fear is only about a 5% on 100% ratio, okay? 5% on 100% ratio, but I feel it every day. For 6 months, so that's hundreds of percents of feeling this fear. Now, if I approach it, if I go and do it, then in many cases, the fear may hit 50%, 60%, right? But I just go and plow through it. I don't wait for the perfect words. I don't wait for the perfect opportunity. That's what we do. I don't wait for the stars to align. I don't wait to feel like it. That's the biggest thing, especially something that scares you. And once again, we're looking at this. This is what hangs in front of me every day. If your dreams don't scare you, they are not big enough. We wait until we feel like doing something. And then once we wait until we feel like doing something, we never do. And not only that, I don't know about you, but I compound the fear of doing it with the guilt of not doing it. So it's way worse. And so what we want to do is to take action. When I introduce myself to people at parties or whatever, they say, "What do you do?" The easiest, straightest answer, you know, or when I'm playing pickleball, is I'm a writer and a motivational speaker. That's because most people Google motivational speaker. They don't Google what I am. But the point is that you can't motivate anyone. One of the greatest motivational writers, Dennis Waitley, wrote this long thing about, "I've never motivated anybody to do anything." People find it within themselves. And what you find within yourselves is that action creates motivation. We think it's the other way. It is not. It is not motivation. And then you get motivated to take action. So what I try to do when I speak to people is to inspire them to take action. Then they find the motivation, whatever it is. So the other day, I was thinking about this business opportunity that I alluded to just a moment ago. And I was thinking about it again, and I thought to myself, all right, so for 6 months, I have thought about it, buried it, and in each case, felt a little fear. That's the reason I buried it. And then I buried it and felt a little shame. So I had this shame fear cocktail going on, just small amount, just having a little sip. But there are no good sips. And so I scheduled a day in my calendar to sit down and to actually write out a proposal for this company. And when the day came, oh, did I not want to do it? And oh, I had 1,000 other reasons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I forced myself to take some action. You know what that action was? I opened up Pages on my iMac. That was it. I told myself, I've got to write a proposal. I want to have a document program. So I opened up Pages on my iMac. And then at the top, I put our logos, my logo, my company logo, and I also put their logo. And then I put a title. Now, I had allotted myself an entire day to put this together. I finished it within an hour, 30 minutes. Ah, But then came the next step. Then I needed to present it. And so what I did was I printed it off and I put it on my counter where I walk by all the time. And I gave myself a time limit. I'm going to take action on this in the next week. So on the seventh day, I contacted these people and I presented it to them. And they were so receptive. They were so glad to hear from me. They were like, "Where have you been? We've been waiting for you." And now we're putting the finishing touches on it. Amazing, isn't it? The things that we allow to become hairy scaries, which turn out to be nothing burgers. I've actually spoken on this on a Jumpstart before, this idea of noticing things that are hairy scaries for you and turning them into nothing burgers. And the way we do that is by taking action in that direction. Even things like phobias, and I'm not saying you have to get over your phobias, but if you have one, there's really only one proven way, and that's to face it. That is to expose yourself to it. I saw a thing on PBS years ago of a man who worked with people with phobias, and this woman had a just insane phobia of birds, and I mean insane. She would scream if a bird came anywhere near and have a panic attack and freak out. And so she couldn't even be in a room with a feather. And so the doctor would like stand outside the door telling her he was holding a feather, and the woman would cry and scream and cry. And then finally he would take one step into the room and she would cry and scream. And then he would get to the next day where he could take that one step, then the two step. And finally he put it on a lazy Susan and the woman was on the other side and he would start to move it. The only way to overcome anything we fear is to face it. And just as I said before, when you don't face a fear, you often feel, shame is too strong of a word. Shame is existential, but certainly guilt. We tend to feel guilt when we don't do something. And when we add all of that up, it is so much more painful than taking the time to face it, to face the possible rejection, to face the possibility that we're not good at something. I remember for myself, and I've said this many times, for me, the hardest part is putting on my shorts and my shoes and driving to the gym. Once I'm in the gym, I feel kind of good. And the same is true for learning to play pickleball, because I'm not very good at it yet. And I know that that means that not everybody wants me on their team, etc. And so for me, the hardest part is getting out of the car and walking there. So today's Tuesday, August 31st. What hairy scary have you been carrying around that you want to leave in the month of August? What is it that you have been like, oh, I got to do this someday. I got to do this someday. I really got to do this someday. And if it's truly important to you, it's not something external and it's not just, you know, oh, I got to replace the mirror on the lawnmower or whatever. If it's something important to you that brings up some angst when you think about, do it. Just do it. Follow the Nike advice. Do it. Take the first step. Take some little step. Open a software program. Type a header. Do something. Take a step. Move towards something. Action creates momentum. Momentum is motivation. So stay with it. Starting today, ask yourself, what's a hairy scary? I'm going to turn into a nothing burger. And remember, have things that scare you. I've got things right now that scare the pants off me. Things that I am working on. And the reason they scare us is we don't know how they're going to work out and we've never done them before. Those are the two reasons. We don't know how they're going to work out and we've never done them before. Well, just like with a video game, if you knew how it was going to work out, you wouldn't keep playing. It's the uncertainty. And the other thing is, as far as not being very good at it or whatever, never done it before, that's life. Life is learning. Life is trying something new and discovering whether or not you like it in many cases. So today, what is it you want to leave in August? Figure it out and take a step towards leaving it in August. Who knows? You may be able to leave the entire issue in August of 2021.
No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. by changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.